USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden has chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his vice president. He was under increasing pressure to name a black woman as his running mate, someone who could connect with minorities, especially following the death of George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter protests that followed. Kamala Harris is the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants who were active in the civil rights movement. Now, during a continuation of that movement, she brings added credentials as a U.S. senator, a former district attorney, and the former attorney general for the state of California. President Trump says the 55-year-old Harris did poorly in the Democratic primaries as a candidate.
She was expected to do well, and she ended up at right around 2% and spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Elida formed on Monday afternoon and continues to strengthen as a Category 2 hurricane. It's the first organized tropical system since Douglas impacted Hawaii almost 2 weeks ago. Elida was located about 275 miles southwest of the southern tip of Baja California, Mexico, and was packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Elida originated as a tropical depression and then strengthened to a tropical storm early on Sunday morning with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. According to forecasters, the Category 2 storm is expected to weaken by Wednesday morning. Following closely behind, a second feature is likely to develop during the second half of the week. A third potential development is in the Central Pacific Ocean and is slowly tracking westward and approaching the Central Pacific this week. The next storm names on the list for the East Pacific hurricane season are Fausto and Genevieve. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia is cutting steps in order to get a coronavirus vaccine out early. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Russian health ministry officials are authorizing a coronavirus vaccine for public use. As a state-controlled Russian news agency reports, the President Vladimir Putin made the announcement early today during a meeting with government officials, saying the vaccine was developed by a scientific research institute and microbiology in Moscow, in conjunction with the Ministry of Defense there. In his announcement, Putin said, as far as he is aware, it is the first COVID-19 vaccine to be registered for public use anywhere in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New unemployment stimulus may be on the way. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The Labor Department expects enhanced unemployment checks to go out in roughly 2 weeks. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. As far as how much to be expecting, it will vary by state, but Kudlow says
the baseline of unemployment benefits from states is roughly $400, okay, per person per week. That's the median. On top of that, the federal government is going to put in $300, so that will give the benefit overall of $700.
Kudlow making those comments on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.